This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, the summer solstice is today at 8:54 a.m., and today represents the longest daylight period of the year. Sunrise to sunset today in the Columbia Basin ranges from 15 hours 42 minutes in the Pendleton area to around 15 hours and 55 minutes in the Ellensburg and Moses Lake areas. Yesterday, though, spring got one last dig, with snow being reported in the Blue Mountains above 5,000 feet. Now, other than 1 to 2 tenths of an inch of rain in the Walla Walla area, most farms in the basin got only sprinkles. A few light showers are possible again today, and then it should be dry into the early part of next week. Although warmer than Thursday, today still won't feel very summery, with temperatures 10 degrees below normal, and the trend will continue into the middle of next week, averaging 5 to 8 degrees below normal. Irrigators should be able to either save on water or at least catch up to crop water demands. Evapotranspiration for the next 7 days is expected to range between 1.5 and 2/3 for alfalfa, wheat, mint, apples, and late cherries, and this is about 1/4 to 1/3 inch below normal. Now, yesterday, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center issued the July outlook, which calls for temperatures to average above normal and rainfall to be near normal. The outlook for August through October is also suggesting the likelihood of above normal temperatures and near normal rainfall. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.